An idea from the late 19th, early 20th century Zen priest Emmyo on Zen in action. If you wish to understand yourself, you must succeed in doing so in the midst of all kinds of confusions and upsets. Don't make the mistake of sitting dead in the cold ashes of a withered tree. I'm going to read that for you one more time. If you wish to understand yourself, you must succeed in doing so in the midst of all kinds of confusions and upsets. Don't make the mistake of sitting dead in the cold ashes of a withered tree. Hi, I frequently have sat in the cold ashes of a dead, withered tree over the last several years as I work towards recovery. In its many different forms. And the last 8 to 9 months have been the most cold and the most dead and the most withered of my life, not being hyperbolic here. If you're listening to this, you probably know the great tragedies that have struck my family over the last little while. And what the last several months have taught me is that there truly is no perfect time or right time or good time to start anything. And I know that's like an old adage and yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. You know, here's Courtney sitting on some old crap that we hear all the time. But it's really true. It's totally true. Speaking from experience here of recognizing that the only way that I'm going to be able to do the things that I desire is by doing it in the midst of all this nightmare and hellscape that's been, you know, my life for the last, not just year, but since getting really sick. And that means showing up for my writing, even when I'm not actually writing, as long as I'm thinking about it and wanting to write and reading and connecting with the most incredible writing community that is existing in the midst of all of it. That's getting back to physical activity, even if it means that I'm crying on the Pilates Cadillac with my incredible instructor, Tomoe, who helps me breathe through all the shit that comes up. It means messaging friends when it's really hard to reach out and it feels like I'm a burden. That to me is the heart of existing in the midst of doing. That's not a really good articulation considering I just read it twice. I closed the page. It's going to be hard to find again right now. But I guess all this to say and to remind you that it's true. There really is no good time to do the things you want to do. So just fucking do them, eh? Like, just fucking do it. I'm there with you doing it even when it's hard, even when it sucks. Even when it's murky and muddy and dead and cold and withered and ashy, you're not alone in this, just like I'm not alone in this. And that's something that we probably all need to remember. Anyway, you know the drill. Water, SPF, take good care of your hearts, be kind to each other. Thank you so much for listening. I love you all so very much. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.